Well, praise the Lord. Man, how many enjoyed Youth Camp 2009? How many of you is wore out? I'm wore out. Amen. I am. I tell you what. Just good to see the presence of the Lord move, isn't it? Amen. I want to read a verse of scripture to you. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 20, in verse 9, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But," hallelujah, I said, "but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones." Amen. Hallelujah. "And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Amen. I want you young people to understand and know that you've got a fire shut up in your bones. Amen. And I just want to encourage you that when you leave this camp today and you get back and you go to church on Sunday morning, amen? I said amen? You go to church on Sunday morning, I want you to go there with this thought in mind: I have a fire shut up in my bones. Amen. You know, when a fire takes place, when it's over and they get it out, Brother Torbert, the first thing that they do is they begin to investigate where the fire began. Amen. And I want to encourage you, when you get back to your home church, don't wait for the fire to start, but be its origin. Hallelujah. Be that kindling fire. Be that one that pastor says, "Who got this started? Who started this prayer meeting? Who started weeping? Who started shouting? Who started having revival?" Say, "It was me. It began right here. I am the one that the fire is burning in." Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you can be one of the two things. Hallelujah. You can be a wet blanket or you can be a fire. Amen. We got enough wet blankets, trust me. Amen. Ask your pastor. He'll tell you he's got enough wet blankets. Don't need nobody to fill that position. But what we need is somebody who cannot help themselves, because the word of the Lord and the move of God is shut up in your heart as a burning fire. Amen. So young people, I encourage you to, when you leave this place, to keep it burning. Keep the fire of God moving. And don't let it die, because the enemy's going to come. There'll be people, there'll be friends, there'll be acquaintances that try to damper what you've had, what you've experienced. Some of you has been baptized in the Holy Ghost for the first time. Some of you saved for the first time. Amen. Some of you called into ministry. I watched personally as some of you full of the Holy Ghost and saved, but I watched God pour a holy boldness into your life last night. Amen. And I just want you to know that when you leave this place, don't let it die. Amen. This was just the beginning. Amen. I said this was just the beginning. And now we're going to go back and we're really going to have revival. It's going to become more than just an experience. It's going to become my life. I'm going to live every moment. I'm going to live every day. I'm going to go into every service with one thought in mind, and that is, this word of God is like a burning fire. I've been set on fire. I want revival and a move of God. Amen. And I believe that you do have that fire shut up in your bones. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me. Amen. But I want you to know I love you. I want this camp, this board of directors, to know how much I appreciate this opportunity. Truly, I've preached here several times, and never one time have I ever regretted coming, being a part. Whether I preach or not, I'm coming to be a part. I feel like it's become part of me, and we love you. I want you to know that. And we're just so thankful for everything that you've allowed us to be a part of, and that truly it's an honor and a blessing to be a part of something real. I looked over, I believe it was Brother Joel last night, and I just looked over, and I said, man, isn't it great to be a part of something real? Amen. Isn't it great when you know, isn't anybody shaking their jaw? You know, I got them jawbreakers. Let's say Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. But all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost begins to speak for himself. Well, glory to God. I'm glad to be a part of something real. God bless you. Amen.